My name is Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
You know, it's not easy doing what I do. It's easier being a DJ, and I've decided to become a DJ.
Uh-huh. I'm assuming what you think you're doing is pretty pure.
Well, I wouldn't say pure, because I think I embrace all of the darkness and kind of garbage of life, if it were. But I certainly wouldn't call myself a DJ, you know. I'm a sonic bard. I'm a doorway, a philosopher king, a fog wanderer, a monkey wrench, a warrior poet, a pocket savior, a gutter snipe, a paladin of the lost hour, a night dancer on the ruined balustrade of the forgotten citadel of impossible secrets. I have like 50 more. That's like the intro to the show.
Okay.
Hey, this is Julie Brown. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
One, two, three, four. Well, I remember when you used to look so good, and I did everything that I possibly could for you. We used to ride around all over town, but they're putting you down for being around with me. But you can go ahead if you want to, 'cause I ain't got no papers on you. In the middle of the summer, I had a job in a plumber, just a flash for the ball. It was you who won the ball all day. When we're walking along, honey, hand in hand, I'm thinking of your mama when you're thinking of another man. But you can go ahead if you want to, 'cause I got no papers on you. No, I don't. I ain't got no papers on myself.
All right. That was Love with their song, Bummer in the Summer. I hope you're not having a bummer this summer. Maybe you broke your foot. Maybe you are taking a course and you would rather just be hanging out at the beach. Maybe you drove up to visit your mom in the Okanagan and it's snowing. All sorts of ways that your summer can incur a bummer. But, you know, we're going to power through it. We got, like, weeks left of great weather. Love. So good. I believe that's from the reissue of DiCapo? Or no, Forever Changes with the extra tracks. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. On today's show, we're going to have a phone conversation with Crystal from the band White Pop. She's going to call in a couple minutes. She has a brand new EP out, or a brand new cassette out. Very exciting. And then playing a bunch of new cool music. And we're going to start off with a new song by Ariel Pink from LA. He has a new 7-inch out on Mexican Summer. It's a collaboration with Jorge Elbrecht. So we're going to hear the song Hang On To Life. It's a pretty cool track. We're going to give it a listen right now. And then his label mate, Part Time, also on Mexican Summer. And then we're going to chat with Crystal. Here we go.
Hang on to life. Come down to the PAL Street Festival this year, celebrating artistic champions. Experience traditional and contemporary Japanese-Canadian performances, including taiko, drumming, sumo wrestling, martial arts, visual arts, traditional ceremonies, and so much more. Happening August 3rd and 4th at Oppenheimer Park and surrounding venues, and running from 11:30 to 7 p.m. Daytime admission is free. Need help moving into your new place? At Practicar Rent-A-Rec, we offer budget-minded individuals the opportunity to think economy with reliability, thrifty pricing, and value for your dollar. All you need is to be 19 or older and have a valid driver's license. For a cheap set of wheels, go to azureautogallery.ca or call 604-232-9873. That's 604-232-9873.
Bye.
Hey there, that was White Poppy from her brand new EP, Drifter's Gold. That was the song Green and Growing. Before that, we heard Part Time from Los Angeles, California. That was the song I Want to Go. And at the top, we heard Ariel Pink and Jorge Elbrick with their song Hang On to Life. Crystal's going to be giving a call any minute now. She called earlier and I wasn't here, so in her defense, she made the call. But she'll be calling back and we'll talk to her then. And in the meantime, let's hear another song off of this brand new EP. We're going to hear In the Sun from Drifter's Gold by White Poppy.
Thank you.
All right, that was White Poppy from her new EP called Drifter's Gold, out now on Constellation Tatsu Records out of Oakland, California. And yeah, that was the song In the Sun. And Crystal, you're on the phone.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks for calling in. So you just...
You're welcome.
You just released that tape out into the world.
Yes.
So when, how did the party go on Tuesday night to put that up?
It was really good. It was nice and mellow. Everyone's sets were like really mellow, and the vibe was really mellow, and it was nice for a Tuesday night.
Cool.
Yeah.
So tell me about this cassette. A bunch of different songs. What's this is your second kind of full length or longer cassette?
Yeah. So I guess it was kind of like a themed project. Like I wanted to release something for the summer, because I wanted to make sort of like a summer soundtrack. So I recorded that little EP, actually after I recorded the LP that's coming out. I recorded it afterwards.
Okay.
Really quickly. So I had spent like a year working on the LP, and then it wasn't going to come out till the fall, and I was like, I want to release something for the summer.
Right now.
So I like recorded Drifter's Gold in a couple months and then released it really quickly, and yeah.
Cool. You've kind of had informal recording.
That's kind of the gist of it.
Right. You did a song a day thing a little while ago, or like last year, I guess. So like having kind of unconventional releases is something that you've done a bit of.
Sorry, I think it maybe cut out. What did you say?
Like last year you did the Song a Day project, so having like these kind of whimsical, well, not, I won't say whimsical, but like sort of informal releases is something that you've done a bunch of.
Yeah, totally. I think it's like a newer sort of thing that I like to do, because in my past I was sort of had this idea of like an expectation being around like releases having to be like these really, thought about things that are intentional, and you put a lot of hard work into them and make them sound really crisp and perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that really sort of discouraging. So I think in a weird way to like gain some sort of control back, I was like, I'm just going to release whatever I want, whenever I want. There's no like rules around what you have to release, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I found it kind of like freeing to just put out that sort of stuff. Like Song a Day was, I really didn't actually have an intention to put it out physically. I just, before I made White Poppy, I like put it on the internet, and then my friend was like, let's put a tape out of that, and I was like, oh, okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
And so Constellation Tatsu, are those friends of yours, the people you know?
No, I actually met the guy who runs that label over the internet, because I made a video for one of the bands that he put a cassette out for, Semantic Glass, and then he saw the video and then listened to my music and was like, oh, let's do a cassette.
So cool.
When I had the idea for Drifter's Gold, I just sent him an email and said, hey, maybe this one would be a good one to do together, and he was into it, so
awesome,
we did that. Yeah.
And yeah, so I knew that you were releasing this EP, and so I set up an interview and stuff. And then the next day, Spin Magazine debuted your new single for
the LP. Yeah, I know, it's kind of crazy timing. Like, I meant for there to be more of a space between the two, but the way it happens, things end up taking longer. And
right.
So they're really like overlapping, which I didn't really intend to do.
But it kind of fits the summer project thing.
Other premiere happened, and I was like, that's weird.
So tell me about this this LP. That's very exciting.
Yeah. So the LP is like way more of like a traditional release, like the thing I was saying.
Right.
Like I'm scared of doing. So I spent a lot of time recording it. Like,
yeah.
Pretty much, like the last year, I've been working on it off and on again, and it's like kind of my first complete record ever, really.
Mm-hmm.
So so I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, that's great. And so Not Fun, the LA label, put out your first cassette as White Poppy, and then they're putting out this record as well.
Yeah, yeah. So I've, like, been in contact with them ever since that first tape, and I was like, all right, let's do the full length.
Cool.
Yeah.
And so a year of work on it, and anything, so I get, yeah, it's more formal or, you know, more thought out maybe, and where was it recorded, or who recorded it for you?
I recorded it at home. Okay. And, I recorded it at home, and then when I was finished all the tracks, I brought it to the Noise Floor, on the island.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard of the Noise Floor.
Yeah, like, yeah, Jordan Coop. Was that
a little recording studio run by Jordan Coop and Terry Stewart. They're friends of mine, and so I was like, all right, I recorded it myself, but I think I would like to have, like, a professional finish it. So, yeah, Jordan mixed and mastered it, and so it's kind of a nice combination of, like, lo-fi home recording, but then it has this kind of polished finish to it because it was mixed and mastered properly. So,
right.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool combo. I'm really happy with the sound of it.
Awesome. And so listeners of the show may be familiar with your previous band, My Friend Wallace.
Yeah.
And so what was your and like I always associated you as kind of like the face of My Friend Wallace, and now White Poppy is really your band. What was some of the reasoning between shifting away from or retiring My Friend Wallace or whatever? What was that transition about?
So My Friend Wallace was kind of like this name that I just had for like a really long time, and
right.
I sort of was like not that happy with the name, and I felt like the connotation with the project became like this sort of tropical, like happy music, and that was just sort of one side of the type of music that I make, and I felt like I just wanted like a fresh start so I could explore other directions and genres.
Cool.
And I could have done that under that name, but I just felt like I wanted to start fresh and like find a more intentional name, and yeah, just so it's like, it wasn't really like ending that project and starting a whole new one. It was just sort of like opening, I feel like it was just opening the doors up a bit.
New start.
Starting kind of fresh.
Yeah, yeah. Great. And so, because on that, with that record or with those songs, you did a lot more kind of intentional singing and there were lyrics that were a lot more prominent. And so now you've kind of shifted to more experimental vocals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, the album that's coming out has way more lyrics.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah, good. Another aspect of your, at least your live show, is that you put a lot of emphasis on the visual presentation during the show. And I guess you have, you're outside of being a musician, you're also a visual artist?
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that inspire you when you're coming up with visuals for your show? And how does that fit in with the music?
Well, I actually haven't done visuals in a while because I don't own my own projector.
Okay.
But when I do use them, I just like them to, I guess, sort of be like a visual version of the music. So
right.
Usually fairly abstract and surreal and just sort of minimal so that they're kind of hypnotic or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
and
I just sort of like into aesthetic and like, I don't know, like the show on Tuesday, I brought some plants. I think I'm going to bring plants more often.
Okay, good. I mean, you've got all that gear anyways. What's a couple of potted plants?
What?
You've got all that gear already. What's a couple of potted plants
yeah,
to add
exactly.
into the truck? Yeah. Cool. I also wanted to ask you about one of the, like a website that you run called Sanity Soap. And
right.
So you're the description of White Poppy is that it's experimental and therapeutic pop music. And it seems like Sanity Soap kind of fits in under that therapeutic umbrella. So what is Sanity Soap?
So the concept of Sanity Soap is I'm still kind of like trying to figure it out, I mm-hmm. guess. I feel like I've always been interested in the healing properties of music and art, and I think it was always kind of metaphorical through music, so I wanted to do something that was more literal, like
mm-hmm.
actually writing about mental health
right.
And actually creating specific things for it. I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah, so I think with music, I've always felt like I was trying to put this, like, message into it, but then I realized it's super abstract and metaphorical, and probably not everyone picks up on that.
Yeah, it's open to interpretation a lot more.
What?
It's open to a lot more interpretation, and so you can be more direct. Yeah.
So, I wanted to do something that was more, like, literal about it, because I think it's a really important topic and subject that, I just wanted it to be, like, it's sort of a experiment, I guess, for me as well, because it's not like I'm trying to, like, preach ideas to people through it. It's more like, hey, these are some things that I'm trying out. Mm-hmm. I'm still working on all of this stuff, too, and I'm just going to share it with people, and it's kind of, like, terrifying writing about those things.
Sure.
But I've gotten some good feedback from people that are like, oh, I really relate to that. I'm like, okay, good. I'll keep writing it.
Good.
I, like, think about deleting it all the time. I'm like, this is scary. I'm going to delete it.
Right. It's a different kind of vulnerable. Like, you get up on stage and some people find that terrifying, but then also writing really personal stuff about your life is, very challenging as well.
Yeah. I mean, I find being on stage terrifying too. Right. So I'm like, hey, everything I do in life is terrifying. Might as well add more of it in there.
Great. Speaking of being on stage, so this Friday you have another show. You're performing as a part of the Fuse Friday at the Vancouver Art Gallery.
Yeah. I don't really know what that is. My friend asked me to play it, and I have no idea what to expect.
Right. I've been to Fuse before. I saw July 4th Toilet performed in one of the rooms and had, like, a courthouse, like, rock opera thing.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So, I don't know. It Fuse is a pretty good vibe. I think you'll do great.
I think I'm playing outside, which is cool, like, up on some higher level of the space.
Awesome.
I don't know. Sounds fun.
Yeah. Any other shows coming up that you'd want people to know about?
Not yet. I'm going to take the rest of the summer off. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to play that Sunfest at the end of August, mm-hmm. which I think, have you heard of that?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Yeah, that looks like it's going to be awesome.
40
like
bands?
Playing it.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm going to play that at the end of August, and then I'm going to go on tour in September. And, I'm just going to try to, like, enjoy the summer for a bit. So
for sure.
That show on Friday will be the last one until the end of August.
Cool.
Probably. Actually, I'll probably end up playing more shows. I always say that, and then I just end up playing another show. But.
Right. Well, thanks so much for your time. Anything else you want to add? Can you still buy that? Like,
we're asking me to do the interview. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I really appreciate it. If people want to get their hands on the Drifter's Gold cassette, where's the best place to get it?
Oh, yeah, I haven't dropped it off, but I'm going to drop it off at, like, all the record stores around town.
Cool.
So it'll be there eventually.
And then Drifter's Gold, the self-titled LP out in September.
Yeah, the date just got announced, so it's going to be September 3rd, which is 3 days Perfect. Before my birthday, so that's
and
cool.
And the day after my birthday. What a great present. Thank you, White
cool.
Poppy.
You're a Virgo.
I am, yeah.
Me too.
Cool. Okay, well, thanks so much, and have a great show on Friday night.
Okay, thanks.
So this is, we're going to hear a song from the new album, the song that just debuted the other day. This is the song Wear Me Away by White Poppy. Okay, that was My Friend Wallace from the Student Loan Records split 7-inch series with Watermelon. Great 7-inch if you're in the 7-inch market. That was the song Better Things to Do. Former CITR Vice President Jeff directed the video for that. It's a great video of Crystal walking around in a forest with all sorts of beasties poking out from behind the trees. It's great. Before that, we heard from the new self-titled White Poppy album coming out in September, the song Wear Me Away. And at the top, well, before the interview, Drifter's Gold, the new White Poppy EP, the song In the Sun. Thanks again to Crystal for calling in. And she's going to be playing at Fuse this Friday at the Vancouver Art Gallery. It's a fun time. And then the Sunfest, which is just this behemoth at the end of the summer, $20 at the Polish Cultural Center, Polish Center, whatever it is, at Fraser and 23rd. Look out for it. Another band, local band that has a new record out is called the band Dead Ghosts. They're going to be releasing their record this Friday at the Electric Owl. Playing with Big Eyes and the Ballantines. Ballantines? Ballantines. The new record is called Can't Get No. It is a lot of fun. So we're going to hear the song T-Swamp Rumble. And after that, some peace. Here we go. Here is Dead Ghosts on CITR 101.9 FM.
Light up your summer with digital eco-art. Come join the Locomoto Art Collective from 9 to 11 p.m. on Sunday, July 28th for a stroll through one of Vancouver's crown jewels, Queen Elizabeth Park. Celebrating youth, technology, and nature, this family-friendly, free exhibition will include 12 visual projections, audio, sound art, interactive new media works in the large quarry, highlighting sustainable practices with technology.
This music, reggae music, is tell you, I tell the whole world, you know, telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually, we are telling them to this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR. Featuring yours truly, George Beard, keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about roots rock, lovers rock, dancehall, reggae music. on CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday. Love of Jack. For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the faith and spread it gently. Jah bless and Jah guidance. Jah out.
I'm looking at me.
Bless out.
Don't mind on the rhythm and no wine in a ace. Glad I'm up here in a rubber dump place. Dance out.
And a heart-shaped ass. Showed me a dream.
That was Sean Nicholas Savage from his new record, Other Life, out now on Arbutus Records. The song You've Changed Me. There's a wonderful video for that song. I'd recommend checking it out. Savage on Savage. Yes. That's going to about do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Oh, I should say Peace. I played Peace before that from their album from a couple years ago, My Face. That was the song of the dark. And Peace are going to be opening up for Sean Nicholas Savage when he plays at the Electric Owl on August 2nd, Friday, August 2nd, also playing with Gal Grayson, a special solo version of the band, because Jay Arner is on tour. That was Peace. Peace are also playing this Friday night at the Railway Club with Cowards and Failing and a couple of other bands. I had it open, and now I've navigated away from that page. So, yeah, just go see Peace on Friday at the Railway Club, or go see Dead Ghosts when they release their new record at the Electric Owl on Friday night. Yeah. thanks again to Crystal for calling in. That was really fun. And we're going to close things out with the band Means, a new band that my friend Kim is in. And they're kind of like math rock. I like it, though. They played at Lana Luz the other week. It was fun. And they've just released, they've just posted their new EP to their Bandcamp page. So we're going to hear the song Tweenage Tweeter. That's fun to say. If you like what you heard, check out the podcast at dunkinsdonuts.or at citr.ca, and the playlist will be up at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. Brr, brr, brr. Enough talking, more rocking. Here is Means. See you guys. Jonathan's in next week, filling in for me. I'll be here in August. Yeah, okay. Bye.
All right, that was Flunkin's Blownuts, the best show on CITR. Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. It is now 1:05 in the p.m. My name is Ryan Rozelle. I normally host a show on Wednesdays from 3 to 4 called Butta on the